Well, to Salt Lake City, Utah now, where late last Saturday night, 21-year-old Terrence Mannery was working at the Doki Doki Dessert Shop. We're told it means heartbeat in Japanese. When four distraught men ran in and told Terrence they'd just left the Utah Pride Festival and were being pursued by a mob. Sure enough, soon 15 to 20 men yelling anti-gay slurs tried to crowd into first the outside door and then the tiny vestibule and then through the door to the cafe. When, to the astonishment of customers and staff, Terrence Mannery ran and placed himself between that door and the men to try to fend them off. He was shoved hard enough to break the door hinge, punched as many as seven times. Eventually, a neighboring security guard came. The mob fled, but he'd held them off. And Terrence joins us now by Skype from Salt Lake City. Terrence, lots of punches. You okay?
Yeah, at this point, I'm fully healed up. It was just a few minor scars, a little bit of a bloody nose, but nothing too major, though.
Okay, well, but a major move that you made. People have been so thankful. What did you think when you first saw this unfolding, a mob?
I was surprised because I thought, like, as a community, we were moving forward. When I first came out to Utah a few years ago, I went to Pride. I saw a couple signs out there, but I didn't hear about anything violent going on. And it just seemed like in the past few years that everyone was becoming more accepting and everyone was coming together more. So this really surprised me that we had people out there that Saturday night who were taking actions like that.
Well, you just mentioned you're a member of this community, the gay community. You are gay. You're also African-American. And this was an all-white crowd. Did you ever hesitate on either front, being black and gay, and they're yelling anti-gay slurs?
So with the fact that I'm bisexual and black, generally most people who would have a problem with either of those things, they tend to notice the black part first. During my time out here in Utah, I've had a few incidents and run-ins with a couple people who haven't been too excited to see me due to my skin color, but at this point in my life, since I've dealt with it so many times, it didn't even cross my mind twice. My main thought was to protect everyone inside the store, protect the customers, and make sure no one got hurt.
Well, and you did, and the customers inside could not help you. The staff that included, we understand, your partner, couldn't help you because there was a pile of chairs piled on top of each other in the vestibule but that got knocked over, and so it blocked the door. They couldn't even get out to help you.
There was no way that anyone from inside the store was getting out, and nor did I want anyone inside the store getting out. Both my partner and my boss, they're under 5'5", and weigh barely 100 pounds soaking wet. I didn't want them getting out there at all. Like, my main thing was making sure everyone stayed safe. So for me, the chairs falling over actually was a good thing, because since no one could get out, that also meant no one could get in and do any harm as well.
Yeah. Well, and you were standing between them both. Did you look in people's eyes? Did you look? Some people describe them as, you know, blue-eyed, blonde, all-American-looking Utah boys. Did you find yourself, like, what did you see in their eyes?
So at least for the gentleman that I came face to face with before the fighting had started, he definitely had hate in his eyes. I felt like if I were to, like, let them pass into the store, if I were to, like, not go out and confront them, that the situation would have escalated a lot more and it could have became way more deadly and dangerous. And that's not something that I wanted.
No, I guess not. Terrence, do you not worry that you're going to be a target, though?
I'm not necessarily worried about it, but I'm pretty sure at this point I should be. My boss and my partner, they've both expressed that I should be a little bit on alert, but I don't know. So far, all the responses I've received have been supportive.
Yeah, yeah, and I have to say that if you do become a target, you have a whole bunch of new friends. Look, we know the police are asking for the public's help in identifying these men who are involved. The Utah Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce is offering $5,000 for information leading to arrests. There haven't been any at this point. But meanwhile, what's happened to you since Saturday night? You went back to work, and what started happening?
So at least that Saturday night, I just thought that after the situation calmed down, that I could just go back to work, finished up the last few orders. And, like, all of the customers were they were more worried about, like, if I was okay and I was just trying to go back to my job. But the following days after that, I've just been receiving so many thanks from everyone across the spectrum, and it's just been really overwhelming for me. I'm not really used to being like the center of attention, but I'm loving it. I'm glad that I can inspire hope in others as well to stand up, and just really glad that everyone's safe.
Talk more about that. Inspire others to stand up.
So we have moved forward as a community, but there's so much more that we can do. And I know a lot of people don't feel like they can stand up for themselves, but like, I just want to remind people that they can. Obviously, there are safer ways to do it than I did, but even if you're just an ally, you can still say something to the guys who are making a joke about your friend or even the kid you don't know. Like, there's always something you can do. And if you're just going to stand by and let these type of things happen, to me, you're just as bad as the people who are promoting the hate.
What would you want to say to those 15 to 20 men?
First, I just want to say that I'm sorry that they have that mindset. I truly do feel sorry for them, because to have that type of thought process in your brain to where you're thinking, oh, I don't agree with that person's lifestyle, let me go attack and harass them. The fact that that's what comes to their mind is truly saddening to me, and I feel like they need some type of help.
That's 21-year-old Terrence Mannery, who protected four gay men who are being attacked by an angry mob in Salt Lake City. Terrence Mannery, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, thank you.